Hi. So I think we got disconnected.
Sure.
The other thing I wanted to ask, do you guys do a significant amount of revenue on on credit cards that customers pay with?
Yeah.
Can you also send me your merchant statements, the past 4 months of merchant statements? It could open some more doors for you.
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay. So I'm going to include
I
that in
think
the
what I have, I think what I did was that in your application form, there was 4 months of showing the Visa and MasterCard and tickets.
Yeah,
But
I noticed. I noticed, and
yeah,
I
but
noticed that you
I
do a
can
good
send you the
amount, so.
statements like that's okay.
Perfect. Yeah, if you can send me the statements,
Yeah.
it'll help your file. Like I said, it could open some more doors, so we can get some more options for you on the table. So
Okay. I
now
think,
the
as I said, that of course, if you do the credit card thing, then it'll be I'll be paying extra 15, I mean $1,200, which I already paid them. So that's what I was thinking. I mean, that's one consideration. It's not the whole consideration, but that's one consideration.
So you mentioned 30, are they charging you for paying them off early?
No, no, no. What it
No,
is
okay.
that let's say in May we had $6,000 coming from them. So what it is that since we have been doing them with them for 4 years, and each period is renewed, like renewing the credit line. So what happens is that when you add the credit line, like $6,000 plus charges for it, was $2,100. It becomes $8,100, and then from a previous credit line, we had a balance left of about $7,000. So we started off in May owing them $15,000 plus for everything. So now from $15,000 from May to date, we have paid more than $10,000 out of it, and so it's $4,500 left. So
Okay.
with that left, if we were to pay him for that money, whatever, let's say we, for talking purpose, let's say we get $10,000 from you. So $5,000 goes to $4,500 goes to BFS. The
Right.
rest goes to you. But what I'm saying is that out of that money, that $4,500, I'll still be paying you interest or whatever. So I have already paid the cost of money for that. So
Yeah.
I don't want to pay cost of money, which I have already paid, if I can
Right.
help it.
Right. No, that
I
makes
think you
sense.
follow.
I get it now.
Okay.
I was
Yeah,
just
that's
making
fine.
sure because some program, like a lot of our programs, for example, you actually get a discount for paying out early. So I was just seeing if perhaps. So yeah, it's not even worth it to pay them off then, correct? Is what you're
Yeah,
saying.
so paying off means it's not an early payment penalty, but it's a
Right.
payment penalty for
But
paying what we have already paid.
yeah, the interest is already part of it. Okay, yeah, I
Yeah,
understand.
so like you're paying twice.
Right.
I
Yeah, I
mean,
understand.
if you rent a taxi from here to Redondo Beach, and then you pay one and then pay one more time, that kind of thing, you know?
Right. Yeah, I understand now. Okay, I got it. So I'm going to send you that email requesting the month-to-date bank statement and then the 4 months of merchant processing statements. Okay?
I could do that.
Okay,
I could
so
do that.
I'm going to email you right now, and I'll look for that email from you, and I'm going to get your file processed today.
Yeah, and here's the thing too, Julian, that I think from my email, my first email, you could probably see that we were not on the top of the game, meaning that we didn't take some of the actions we could have taken, you know? Like, you're in the finance business, so you understand that if you're late on your mortgage, it's a deadly strike against you.
Exactly,
And
exactly. And it's an easy mistake to make.
then what happened was that for more than a year, my wife was late on making house payment. You see, what we do is we had to schedule the payment paid through the Social Security income that I get, and it comes third Wednesday of the month. So when it comes third Wednesday of the month, that means you're already past the grace period of 16 days. So right off the bat, your payment is late. So it kind of it went into a domino effect. So one thing led to the other. Before you know, for a year she was running late and making payments. So that's very bad. But now, for the last 6 months, our payments have been ahead of the time. So
Good.
that will change the picture. Second thing is there were lien issues, as I explained. And I mean, again, that was through our carelessness, we were not paying attention. And so, but now we don't owe any lien money at this time. But it takes a while to show in the credit report.
I mean, exactly.
Our credit report, you know, only 1 month mortgage payment is showing current. So as soon as that showed, our credit score picked up about 25 points or so, you know?
Right, right.
And so in a couple of months, it could pick up a couple of hundred easy, but it's not today.
Yeah, exactly. There's a little bit of a lag time. Same thing with me. I had something on my credit report. It was some sort of hospital bill or something that wasn't even me. It was on there, you know, by mistake, or somebody had used my name or something. I don't know. But yeah, it took like 2-3 months for it to get off of there. So yeah, no, I get it. We're considering everything, and the cool thing.
And you know, I think when I talked to BFS yesterday, they said that the only reason why they could not do it is that their criteria has changed.
Oh, I see.
They have a minimum credit score of 550, which is quite low. I mean, my wife is lower, but 550 is still a very low score. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she will have 700 before you and I look at it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not there today. So it being said, her credit score being below 550 is something BFS cannot touch. Mm-hmm. In their today's program.
Yeah, we can work with that. We have access to a lot of different resources, and we have the ability to kind of fit you in the right program, even if your credit isn't perfect. The cool thing about a lot of these programs, actually, is they're more based on the cash flow of your business. So they put a lot less weight on your credit than they do the actual business itself. You know, because we understand running a business, you know, you're not always going to have perfect credit. So,
but plus, you know, I mean, you are in the business, so you understand.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that she has been doing this for 40 years.
Yeah.
I mean, how many retail businesses stay around for 40 years?
I know, that's insane. You guys have been through 5-6 different recessions, and you're still alive.
Yeah.
So that says a lot about the business. Yeah, that has a lot more bearing than the strength of your credit score. I promise.
The thing is, she's got, you know, like. She's in Balboa Island, and her girlfriend has a similar business in Laguna
uh-huh.
Beach. And in Laguna Beach, all her business is based on tourists.
Uh-huh.
In my wife's case, I mean, there are tourists coming to Balboa Island because it's still a tourist spot. But her main business is her regular clientele.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she has people, her ladies coming from Michigan, Texas,
wow.
Wherever. And they, I mean, all of them like come once in a year or twice a year. And then in the Balboa Island itself, there are rich ladies. They just come to her. So,
crazy.
She has a program based on regular clientele as opposed to tourists.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that means something. It means that you don't survive 40 years in retail.
Oh, I know. You guys have a great business going. Yeah, especially retail. Those things come up and they come and go all the time. Most retail businesses fail within the first 2-3 years or so. So if you've been doing it for 40 years, you're doing something right.
Okay. So I'll take care of you.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm going to email you right now, just reminding you what we need.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Si. We'll talk soon.